Since 1978, the Russian Tea House on University Avenue in St. Paul has provided local Russian food made from scratch to customers ranging from passers-by, local college students, and even rock stars. Run by Nikolai and Linda Alanov, the restaurant focuses on such staples as borscht, cabbage rolls, and pierogies. Surrounded by fast food restaurants and warehouses near the corner of Fairview and University, the large white house with blue trimming stands out. Nikolai, who is Ukrainian, was born in Germany after World War II and shortly thereafter moved with his family to St. Paul. He grew up with Russian cooking as a child and learned the techniques taught to him by his parents. Nikolai and Linda were both aspiring artists, but the economic downturn of the 1970s created a change of plans.
We were starving artists out of MTAD, and there was that recession then that was taking place, and all the art places were folding.
The house where the restaurant is located is where Nikolai grew up. Later, he and Linda started a family and resided in the upper half of the house, creating an opportunity to turn the downstairs into a Russian takeout.
We actually lived here first. These were apartments. And so we lived downstairs here, and then the upstairs apartment became available. We moved upstairs, and I decided to remodel the downstairs into a restaurant.
Nikolai says that the first menu item at the Russian Tea House stemmed from potlucks held at the nearby Russian Orthodox Church on Franklin Avenue. Where tradition abounds, the congregation stands for the whole two-hour service, and the language spoken is Slovenian.
At our church, a Russian church down a ways from here, we'd have dinners, and they'd have buffets, and people would come in to buy. And of course, the most popular item was a pierogi. We call it the Russian hamburger. It's a baked bun filled with the beef, rice, onion, and cheese. And of course, you know, we all loved them too. We made them at home. My mom made them at home all the time. And I learned how to make them. And so that was our first item. And from then on, he says, well, you can't have a pierogi without a bowl of borscht.
The first few years were full of write-ups and reviews about the Russian Tea House as a result of the unique approach to service the Alanov family had.
We were the first Russian fast food carryout in the country, actually, that made pierogies. We were written up in a magazine called America, which is published in Russia and Ukraine.
Fridays are by far the busiest day, when stroganoff is served. Russian musicians often congregate on the upper level to serenade customers. In contrast to popular belief, the famous Russian dish was invented by a French chef for Count Stroganoff, a Russian czar who had a love for sour cream.
And of course, on Fridays, we have our beef stroganoff over vareniki. And vareniki is sometimes called pierogies, and that's a noodle like a ravioli filled with a potato.
Nikolai's brother Peter ran a vintage guitar shop next door for several years. This led to several well-known musicians coming next door for the unique Russian cuisine.
Dylan would stop by here. George Harrison's been here. You too, the entire group came and ordered
the
food. came in and ordered food from me here, and then I took it next door for them to eat. Eric Clapton came in.
George Harrison was a particular fan. The Russian Tea House had been gaining notoriety for its unique approach, and when the musician was in Minnesota for cancer treatment, he was seen by customers holding a video camera and filming the famous Russian Tea House. The restaurant is open Tuesday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is Dan Greenwood for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.